The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Eternal God, you draw near to us in Christ, and you make yourself our guest. Amid the cares of our lives, make us attentive to your presence, that we may treasure your word above all else. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward.
Well, that's how many I expected to come forward today. I had already scoped it out,
So we will just continue with our first lesson.
A reading from Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he prepared and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, or by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
On the other hand, well, first you've got Martha, and she's in a predicament. Maybe she spoke before she realized what she was saying, but somehow when Jesus hit town, Martha found herself inviting him for dinner. And of course, with him came all those followers of his. Probably as soon as he accepted the invitation, Martha's mind began to race. Is the house picked up? What have I got in the kitchen? What about dessert? On and on it probably went, her mind running 1,000 miles an hour, I'm sure. And as soon as she bustled home, her body started moving just that fast too. You know how you would do if you suddenly had unexpected company. And what was worse, famous company at that. And so the whole town would be watching to see how she did. And so it's not hard for us to put ourselves in her position. And it's not hard to bristle up with her when she's doing all the work and her sister Mary is just sitting there listening to Jesus. There were people to feed, tables to set, food to be prepared, things to make ready. But then too, when Martha says something about it, and Jesus says that Mary had chosen the better part, it's easy for us to feel the burn of her embarrassment. But on the other hand, a preacher once found himself with too many commitments in too few days. He was snapping at his family, choking down his food, and feeling irritable at any interruption. And then one day after supper, his daughter wanted to tell him about something that had happened at school. And she spoke quickly. "Daddy, I want to tell you about something, and I'll tell you really fast." Well, the pastor realized what he had been doing to his family, and he said, "Honey, you can tell me, and you don't have to tell me fast. Say it slowly." And the little girl replied, "Then listen slowly." There's value in listening slowly, in coming away from all our busyness and sitting for a time at the feet of Jesus. There's value in being refilled, recharged, re-energized to re-enter the world and go about our service. There's value in being with Jesus, abiding with Jesus, worshiping Jesus. There's value in Martha's sometimes becoming Mary's. But on the other hand, you've got Mary, not meaning to ignore the work that needed doing and not meaning to mistreat her sister, but unable to tear herself away from Jesus. She was drinking it all in, but all the while the things that needed doing weren't getting done. That's the problem when it's all about the getting. Sometimes we forget to move into the giving. One of my favorite authors wrote, "Every church needs a Martha." Change that. Every church needs 100 Marthas. Sleeves rolled and ready, they keep the pace for the church. Because of Marthas, the church budget gets balanced, the church babies get bounced, and the church building gets built. You don't appreciate Marthas until a Martha is missing, and all the Marys and Lazaruses are scrambling around looking for the keys and the thermostats and the overhead projectors. Marthas are the energizer bunnies of the church. They keep going and going and going. We need to gather at the feet of Jesus to be filled, yes. But it's also important to take what we are filled with and to translate it into actions of service and love for others. Having been filled by Jesus, our Marys become Marthas, reaching out in loving service. On the other hand, Foster McCurley, a Lutheran New Testament scholar, has noticed that in Luke's gospel, this story follows right after last week's story of the Good Samaritan. He points out that the story of the Good Samaritan invites us to go and do. "Who are you a neighbor to?" we asked last week, hearing again the call that the Christian life is one of service and love. But then right away, we get the story of Martha and Mary, where the point seems to be to stop doing and to be filled. On one hand, go and serve. On the other hand, sit at the feet of Jesus. And maybe the best point in all of this is to say that the Christian life is full of both. That's what these sisters tell us today. Remember the old game? Here's the church and here's the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people. Well, to do the game, to be the church, it takes both hands. Drink in God's love and grace. Then live that love and grace for others. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the remission of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of grace, you have filled us with your love. Now fill us with your Spirit. Strengthen our faith. Give us the eyes to see you active in our lives with your blessing and love. Then open our hearts to bear one another's burdens, living and giving Christ's word of peace to all your people. Lord, in your mercy, God, our protector, watch over your people. Be with us as we live together and give us patience as our lives intersect and jostle with each other. Lead us to work to make our world a place of peace and understanding and love. Lord, in your mercy, God of gentleness, we pray for the sick, the sorrowed, those frightened or alone, asking that you might scatter your grace upon them. Be with any in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, watch over our youth and leaders who are serving in mission in St. Croix this week. May the experience they share enrich their lives and the lives of those they serve with faith, hope, and love. And may they return ready to rise up and serve even more. Lord, in your mercy, God of compassion, touch our lives with your healing. God of mercy, touch our lives with your forgiveness and love. God of transformation, touch our lives, touch our world with your peace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also
let us share God's peace.
God of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need, through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God. He was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people, carrying us in your arms and satisfying us with this food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming that the reign of God has come near. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Peace. Serve the Lord.
Told me it wasn't.
So when I did it, I didn't.
Yeah. week, Barbara. I'm a mystery.
I looked under the book.
Yeah, I picked the bone up too. Well.